Now he goes on here and he says in verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, we need to recognize that God loves the believer. All the way through this little epistle, we've had the word beloved. He calls the believers beloved. That doesn't mean that he loves them or they love him. It simply means they're beloved of God. I close many times with the word beloved. And I don't mean I love you because I don't know a lot of you. I know a great many of you, and I can truly say I love you in the Lord. But very frankly, I say it because you're beloved because God loves you. You see, you can't keep God from loving you. You can get out of that love, and my illustration, and I'll use it again, is the example of the sun shining. Now, here today, it's shining outside. And you can't keep it from shining. I can't stop it. But I'm not in the sunshine. You see, I'm inside right now. Now, you can put a roof over you of sin. And you can put a roof over you of stepping out of the will of God. You can put a roof over you of indifference. And you will not feel the warmth of the love of God in your life. But you can't keep him from loving you. So what he says here, keep yourselves out there in the sunshine of his love. Let his love flood your heart and flood your life. And that's needed in days of apostasy and in these days. Now he says here the fourth thing, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. There was a man here in Southern California, he was a professor in a seminary. And there was some question about whether he really believed in the rapture of the church and whether all the church would be raptured. So I had lunch with him. I was going to ask him and had asked him to preach for me. And somebody raised the problem. And I had lunch with him and I asked him the specific question. Do you believe in the imminent coming of Christ? And he said, I do. I said, on what basis do you believe that he'll take the church out? That is, on what grounds do you and I expect to be taken out at the rapture? And he said, very definitely, he says, I expect to be saved because God extended mercy to me. And when he takes me out of the world at the time of the rapture, it'll still be by the mercy of God. Now, friends, as we have seen, the mercy of God, it's the fact that God today has a concern and care for you. And he has an abundance, he's rich in mercy, so that he was able to save you because he was concerned about you, saved you by grace, and he extended his mercy to you. Now, his mercy goes with us. We need showers of blessings and showers of mercy, too. Mercy drops around us a-falling, and we need all we can get today. Because it's by mercy that God would even put up with us. And then the next is that he'll be with us at the time of death. Someone asked Dwight L. Moody if he had mercy and grace enough to die. And he said, no, I don't. But when the time comes, he'll give it to me. Day by day, he supplies his mercy and his grace to us. Now, at the rapture, I'm going out. I'm going out at the rapture because of his mercy, not because of who I am, because if it depended on that, I wouldn't make it. I remember when I first went to Nashville, Tennessee, there was a very fine Bible class there, but a certain teacher had come in there and had taught the partial rapture of the church. Only the super-duper saints were going out. And that group there had taken up that, and it had led to pride. There's no question about that. And they were wonderful people. They supported me in my Bible conference ministry there when I brought in speakers. They always gave wonderful support. And I even had the privilege of teaching their class several times. But I always had the feeling, talking with some of them, especially the leaders, that they were going out at the rapture. There was no question about them because they were the super-duper ones. But I got the feeling that they weren't sure about me. But I want them to know and anybody else to know, when the Lord takes the church out, I'm going with you, friends. Whether you like it or not, I'm going with you. And I'm going because looking for that mercy. And I'm looking for the mercy.